And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Okay, we're radio people and, you know, this is our job. So, you know, we don't feel like it's too exciting us chatting on the radio because...
Oh, mate, it's a bloody privilege.
It's a privilege?
Oh, I get excited every morning.
Oh, do you?
Yep, I get really excited and then you come in and I'm like, ugh.
Oh, thanks.
She's back.
Anyway, but it's quite funny because I was getting excited the other night. I was in the car listening to Tim and Jess and they just started randomly talking about me and I was like, oh, my God.
That's
and
me
like,
they're talking about.
Yeah, oh, God. I like turned the radio. I was
on the radio?
Yeah. Oh, my God, I'm on the radio. They're talking about me. It's like this weird thing because you and I really love radio.
Mm. Yes.
But we love, yeah, it's just we love being on a show that's not our own show. Like,
absolutely.
You know what I mean? It's
and,
weird.
But even, yeah, even hearing sort of, it still is a bit weird when you hear yourself. It gets less weird as time wears on.
It doesn't. But. It's still weird to me. However, it gets weird when you're scanning other stations in the morning, as we do. Always keep it K-Rock. Obviously.
Yeah.
But sometimes I like to scan, you know.
Well, and everybody else should listen to K-Rock. We need to just keep an eye on sort of everything else that's going
on. Yeah, that's
so
it.
An
that's
ear
it.
On everything.
An ear on.
You know, yeah.
Anyway, I was flicking through and I landed on the ABC this morning and they were giving away some free hands.
Oh, really? The ABC or was it 3AW?
No, it was 3AW.
Yeah.
And they were giving away some free hands.
Tony Moclair, yeah.
Tony Moclair. And then Tony was getting people to call up. And I thought, okay. And then I hear him say, hello, Tom. And I'm like, you are absolutely kidding me. You have tried to win yourself a free ham on 3AW this morning.
Good morning, Tom and Geelong.
G'day, mate.
What do you got?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, this is more of a new song. I don't know if you've heard one of Harry Styles' latest ones. It's late night porking. We've been doing all this late night porking.
They wanted ham puns.
Harry Stalls, that would be. Thank you for that, Tom. That's that's the raunchiest hit of the summer. Back in a moment, plenty of calls.
So he's asking... Best songs, best pork-related songs to win a ham.
Yeah.
You've thought, oh, I've got some gear. I'm going to roll
some gear.
Late night porking.
I walk around singing that anyway.
Right?
Yeah.
You, I can tell, very impressed with yourself.
Yeah.
He was, he didn't mind it, but then he closed the segment off after that.
Went to a spot block.
He went to a break.
Yeah, yeah.
He went to ads, right?
And I sat there waiting for Woody, his producer, to come back and be like, well, mate, great stuff. We'll give you one of them hams. They hung up on me. Gave me donuts.
No, we don't even do that to people.
I know.
We try.
We're like, if there has to be something pretty full on going on off air
for us not
to not actually talk to you after you get off air with us. Say, hey, thanks for the call, mate. We'll chat to you next time. Nah.
You didn't even win the ham.
Not Tony and Woody on AW, certainly. And they would deal with a lot of people, and particularly that time of morning. It's probably some interesting cats that call up, but
well,
certainly.
You fit in that wheelhouse, mate. You sounded great. Amazing. Good gear. Oh, we love it when callers roll gear, especially you.
Yeah.
And it's nice to see that you've forgotten everything you say about yourself and have tried it on someone else's show. Well done, you.
So if anybody's given away hams this year, it's the one thing I have to bring to Christmas lunch.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
I have done something and you're going to probably fall out of your chair. So sit up straight, mate, and hold on. Strap yourself in.
Okay.
Now, I told you on Saturday night just gone, Carlia and I made the mistake of watching a movie.
Yes.
You know,
we're not very happy with it.
Well, I feel like where I am in my life, I don't have sort of the time nor the inclination to invest.
Oh.
Yeah, brain power. Yeah, in watching a movie.
Mm.
And so we watched an awful one. It was called like The Luckiest Girl Alive or something.
Mila Kunis
on Netflix. Don't waste your time is what I would say. Because I felt like we got this one window on a Saturday night where I don't have to work the next day. I don't have to go to bed early, blah, 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 blah. So that's where I'm at with movies in general. You know, it's well known I'm not a movie watching guy.
Yeah, but you will watch 6 hours of one show as long as it's six episodes.
Yeah, because or more.
Yeah.
Could be 12 episodes.
Yeah.
Could be more than that even. I know I can tap out whenever I like.
Yeah.
Because it gets to the end
you
of the episode.
You can do that with a movie too, though, mate.
I'm a closure guy.
Okay.
I need closure That's every true. Half hour right. in my life.
Yeah.
TV shows or not. But there was one movie we were talking about last week, and you were like, you haven't seen this? Oh, my God.
There's so many movies that I say that to you about.
And Carlia heard it. God yeah. damn it. She was listening to the show. Hi, babe.
Hi, Carlia.
And she heard it and she's like, we're going to watch that movie.
Good girl.
I said, nah, I don't know if we are. I mean, I'll sit on the couch, but I don't know if I'll engage. And the movie, you may be familiar with this music.
Can I say it? I know what you watched. You watched Love Actually.
Yes.
I don't know this keyboard anywhere.
So I've...
Yes.
I've been in the room when Love Actually has been on because I told you I'd seen bits of it over the years, but I've never sat down and watched the whole thing.
Yeah, what did you think?
So we started it on Sunday night.
Oh, you didn't watch it in full?
And we finished it on Wednesday night.
Oh, no, that's not watching a movie then.
Well, mate, that's the best that we can do with the girls at the moment. And the amount of time it takes to get them to bed, then we're like, all right, before
it's
we
like
have to get to bed.
It's like an hour and 20-minute movie.
No, it's not. It's quite long.
How long is it?
It's 2 hours and 20 minutes. 2 hours and 14,
really?
I'm going to say. 2 hours and 14 minutes. So anyway, we watched it in bits.
2 hours and 9. All right, you're right.
Yeah. So we watched it in bits and... I'm going to say it won me over.
Yes! We did it, everyone!
I started not wanting to like it.
Yes.
But here's what I will say. Good. If you haven't seen Love Actually, you're the other only person in the world like me.
Yeah.
Give it a go.
I knew the airport scene at the start would just get you going straight away.
I don't
away.
Remember that at all.
When they're know. Saying, he's saying, love is everywhere.
No,
it's
I missed
actually,
that bit.
Love actually is.
Understand every. That I was very disengaged at the start, but it roped me in. So don't talk to me about the first half an hour of the show, okay?
Which bit roped you in?
I don't know, signs. Just gradually.
Which bit did you say, okay, I get why they're saying this is good? Was it Mr.
It was
Bean?
End. No, it was the end. It was towards the
okay,
end.
Okay, all right. How did you... Okay, spoiler alert for anyone that hasn't seen it, but we need to discuss this. How did you feel when she opened the present and it was a CD?
Oh, I was... So
did you cry?
No, I didn't cry, but I'm very disappointed in Alan Rickman, and it's very conflicting because I love him and also he's dead. So how do I sort that out in my heart?
She put on the CD and...
Yeah. Yeah, see, I hate him for that. That's the one thing I didn't like about the movie is that I hate that storyline.
Yeah.
Some of the storylines I think weren't very well fleshed out. But the others, like, and there's been a lot of talk this Christmas about how unrealistic the kid running through the airport would be.
Yeah.
That's also a thing. I was
okay,
watching it going,
yes,
oh,
but
yeah,
it's
whatever.
A movie at the end of the day, and it was made ages ago.
So, do you know what? I'm so glad I didn't watch it with my mum because my mum loves that movie, but there is far more nudity in that movie than I expected. And, you know, I was just like, where is this come from?
Did you love the Hugh Grant bit?
Yeah, and I don't. Bloody Hugh Grant gets me every time.
Every time.
So,
love him. Oh my God, Tom, we can watch it together
no,
now.
No, I've watched it already. I'm not going to watch it again.
You'll
I've watched
watch
it
again.
Already.
Will you watch it every year?
No, absolutely not. But there you go. I went and watched the movie. You're welcome.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Maybe you'd be throwing yourself a little party and you tell your mates, hey, just rock up or whatever, and then no one RSVPs. And what does that mean?
Yeah. Because, I mean. At the very least you could do is say, hey, sorry, not going to make it.
Mm.
But some people apparently feel like they don't have to reply at all, and that should be taken as I'm not coming.
I think it's kind of like a depending on the what type of group it is. Do you know what I mean? I don't think there's a one rule for everyone.
The vibe of your friendship
yes.
group, sort of. Yeah, okay.
Yes, that's what I think. But we'll ask Susan from Mount Denis. Do you always have to RSVP, mate?
I don't think so. It depends on what sort of function it is. Like, if it was like a wedding and something, that's an expense.
Yeah.
That they're going to outlay. So, yes. But just, if you want to come. It's like those nibbles and that can be used Christmas Day anyway.
You're
going to bring your own drink.
Mm.
Okay.
That's an Aussie party, an Aussie catch-up is what I'd say.
Interesting take from Susan there.
Yeah. Because if you come to my house,
yeah,
You don't need to bring your own drinks.
No. Oh, yeah, you supply the drinks. And you the Dolmati.
Do you want a Dolmati?
Renato in Torquay. Morning, mate. What's the rule? Do you have to reply if you get invited somewhere?
Yeah, look, I think it's just polite just to give them an answer, yes or no. You can't leave people hanging. Sometimes, you know, you prepare for maybe 10 people and five show up, or sometimes you prepare for five people and 20 show up, you know. So it's hard to manage. I think, yeah, you have to give them some sort of response.
What do you think about not giving someone a response and leading them down the garden path as if they're going to come, but then you just know that that person's going to pull out the last minute because, oh, the child. Oh. How does that make you feel, Renato?
Yeah, look. There is some people that are probably... But tell, you know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with telling someone just to, look, I'm not sure. I'll try to make it, but I can't be sure.
You're scared to say what you really think, Renato. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
I'm well within my rights. Is what Renato's
just
trying
bring
to say.
The child. Next time someone says that, I'm just going to say, just bring the child. Just bring him. I don't care.
Will's in. Oh, so your dog can scratch their face. Will's in Lara. Morning, Will.
Hey, how's it going?
Really good, mate. Where do you stand on this? Do you have to reply to the text?
Yeah, you do. You kind of sort of have to, because unfortunately I don't go to much events and I'm not at to much events, but I've got two kids and my wife always seems to find the let's pay per child's head. So if you've got like 16 kids that you've paid for and only 10 are coming with an RSVP of guests, my wife is scrambling to request of all the people that said yes, do you have like siblings with your child that you could bring as well?
Yeah.
Just to fill out these numbers.
Yeah. Oh. Now you're speaking to Loggie directly because when she was 8,
Don't bring it up.
A birthday party at Hungry Jack's.
Don't.
What did you say to your mum?
Mama, where are all the people? where are all the people? Because no one rocked up.
It's brutal.
No one rocked up.
I love it so much.
Why did you have to bring it up? Why?
I love it so much.
It's all right. I've got a psychology session today. I'll break it down.
Tom, Lingy and Loggie. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on KROQ 955.